Welcome back to the Devil Radio Studios here. Jason Hafeman, your host of Let's Get Local. We welcome you in each and every Saturday morning from 11 till noon. Again, Outside the Pizza Box is up next, but we have to get to Colin Murray, the executive director of DBL now, because Colin's got some big news for us, and we're going to try to inform everyone of what the latest is. Colin, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jason. We're here at Klein's Floral and Greenhouse over on the east side. A busy place today, so thank you for patching me in. I appreciate that.
Oh, I bet. It's that time. There's so many people interested in picking up items to plant, beautify their yards, do all kinds of things with, and it's definitely a great place to be over at Klein's. Colin.
And a good Dame by local member, too.
That's right. Colin, so I know there is a lot happening with the organization. There's always a lot happening, but there's some recent things to inform people of, so I'm going to give you the opportunity to do that here.
Yeah, so on Thursday evening, the Dane County Board of Supervisors met, and they unanimously passed a proposal, a plan to provide an additional $15 million of support for local businesses in Dane County. Just an incredible number. I don't know if anyone else in the country that is seeing this kind of support for local businesses at the city or county level. So this is really an amazing, amazing thing that they're able to do to support our local businesses here in Dane County. So it's all signed, sealed, and delivered at this point. Now we need to get to work and get the dollars out to these local businesses. So we'll be doing that through our website. Next week, we will have the application available. There will be a link on our website, danebylocal.com. that you can go to, click the link, and fill out the questionnaire. A couple of questions that come up pretty regularly is, do you need any documentation when you're submitting the application? The answer is no. This is all based on the answers that you provide in the application itself. And then the other question that we get is, how fast does it all happen? And we did adjust the process a little bit this time to try to be able to speed up, getting those dollars out. The county is very interested in seeing that those dollars get out as quickly as possible. But there is a definite process that we have to go through in verifying your application and making sure that we're doing our due diligence. So it does take, probably around 4 weeks or so for that application to be processed and to get a response back from us. Of course, that's going to depend upon how many applications we get. That's definitely going to have a bearing on everything as well. We'll work as diligently as we can and try to get those dollars flowing out to the local businesses.
And just to clarify, too, because I know that a lot of people, Dane by Local has been administering, the administrator of this program. It is not the Dane by Local program. So just to clarify a couple things, a lot of the parameters are set for the evaluations of the grants, correct? And people send you the information, and then you follow those parameters with a group of individuals reviewing them and make decisions at that point.
Exactly, yeah. So the county, we have to sign a contract with the county, and they outline in there what the parameters are for processing applications. So we're merely following the direction that we're provided from the county, and that's from the county executive's office, but also the county supervisors. They provided a lot of input on this. They were very involved in the process and in putting this all together so that we can be as fair as we can to everyone as we go through those applications. So, and then once we receive it, that goes to a committee of five people. It's a very, very diverse committee of people that are helping us review those applications and then establishing the dollars that will go out to local businesses.
So all angles covered on that when you're looking at the process, which is really important, of course, so people understand that it's a very fair process. Like anything that's done, there's always never enough dollars to go around, or you can't help everybody. But one thing I do know, Colin, other rounds there have been points of emphasis. As we wrap up here, we have just about 2 minutes left. Are there points of emphasis for this round of grant funding?
Yeah, similar to the last round, it will be retail, restaurant, event venues, Some of those are the key areas. One additional area that was added this time was lodging, which was not in the last area. Definitely the local restaurants have felt the effects of as well. Another adjustment out there is that local franchises can also apply for a grant through this program. The franchisee owner has to be in Dane County, and the business has to be in Dane County. As long as they fulfill that, then they would be eligible for one of these grants as well. So, you know, there's tweaking that's gone along the way. We've definitely all learned a whole lot from this, you know, and it's not a perfect system. And of course, everyone I talk to feels that they are entitled to support, and we're trying to do our best we can to get that out to everyone. But, you know, do bear with us. It is a process. We'll try to help just as many as we can. But, you know, as you mentioned, in the first round, we had over $74 million worth of requests, and we had $10.8 million. You know, we don't have enough money to be able to make businesses whole again. This is really a Band-Aid, and it's really piecing it together with other programs that are out there to try to help businesses survive and in future years thrive.
Colin, thanks so much for your time. The good work of Dane by Local. Check out more at danebylocal.com. We'll be back after the break.